Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, I'm Ballpark Frank Harnish. Terrence recuperating this week. Is he recuperating or is he getting ready for a big party? I don't know. I know
a little bit of
going
both,
on later on tonight. So, but thanks to Terrence and everybody over at Vegas Discount Nutrition for sponsoring the show each and every week.
By the way, what do you think of this new shirt? The Vegas Discount Nutrition shirt I picked up today. It was pretty nice, huh?
It's pretty nice.
They're handing them out to stores.
Yeah.
They're really nice. Yeah. I liked it.
I really need to get over there and get some stuff because I need to get back in the gym and quit talking about stuff and finally start doing it. But, you know,
we have a store down the street there, Frank, just to let you know.
You know,
from here.
Unfortunately for me, I'm going to quit procrastinating starting tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Well, we do know that, and we talked about it earlier in the show about the Olympics and some samples coming back dirty. Obviously, Frank, if you want, we can get you on one of those regimens, but not a Vegas Discount Nutrition. You and I will hit the gym a little later. I can introduce you to some guys. They can give you some little special sauce to get you on your way.
There is a little problem with that. I work in radio and probably can't afford it. That's why I probably need Vegas Discount Nutrition.
This is true. That stuff is pretty expensive and dangerous.
And it's not like they're going to give it to me to give them a mention on the air because I don't think they really want their names public.
And actually, what I just said was completely reckless.
No advertising. Yes.
But speaking of, before we get into the NFC South, because I know we are up against the clock because we ran a little long in the earlier segment.
Because the Olympics, man. Once every 4 years and it's almost over.
My God, the excitement.
I'm bumming.
The Al Jazeera report. We were talking about this before we went on air.
I think it's all true. All true.
It is. Stop.
Of course they're on steroids. No. Julius Peppers.
Guilty.
Clay Matthews.
Double guilty.
James Harrison.
Yeah, I'll give him a pass.
Not a Packer.
I'll give him a pass.
Not a Packer.
We're going to let somebody free. Peyton Manning and him get off. The other two, they go down.
The other two, they're clearly guilty.
Wow.
No, that's reckless of us to say.
Yes, we do not know if
they're
guilty. The opinions of Ballpark Frank, Phil Devine, and Armando Vasquez are not necessarily those of Lotus Broadcasting.
Or of themselves, either.
Yeah, or even me.
But I
just would like them to be true.
Well, what's really cool is they were told that they were going to be suspended unless they met with the NFL. And now they have agreed. But James Harrison, man.
He said some crazy stuff out there.
He is not happy at all. And he just basically flat out, and not that there are other players that don't do it, but he was basically just saying that Roger Goodell's a crook.
Well, did you hear some of the other stuff he said? Not only did he say that kind of stuff, he said, first off, that he was willing to sit out a year rather than even talk to them about it. Well, if you didn't do anything, why would you do it? And then out of the blue, he says, well, what if somebody says James Harrison is a pedophile? Are they going to suspend me for a year because I'm a pedophile without any proof or whatever like that? Just because somebody says it? It's like, how did you make the leap from doing steroids to be a better football player to pedophile? That is not the first thing that would jump into my mind. So James Harrison is kind of out there on
this
one. You're
like, you just took this to a dark place, buddy.
Yes, a really dark place.
That escalated quick.
Real quick.
I mean, you threw a Triton. You killed somebody.
Yeah, that escalated quicker than the size of your muscles from doing the stuff that Al Jazeera accused you of.
Allegedly. And make no bones about it, everyone. We're saying allegedly. But.
And that Bones had no reference to John Bones Jones either. That was just a coincidence.
Who, by the way, we'll get into that later. But yes. Now there's a little talk about how that might have been a little presumptive to say that he was taking
and who said something about the irony of Bones Jones being off but letting Brock Lesnar fight on the card?
Who was that?
I think I'm separating my shoulder here, patting myself in the back.
Yeah, you are.
I've sat next to Julius Peppers before. I stood next to him on the sidelines down in New Orleans when the Packers played the Saints. He is the biggest man alive.
He's a big man.
I came up to the bottom of his tricep. I'm 5'9", 5'10", to the bottom of his tricep, and you could have fit three of me in his shadow. I'm 180 pounds. You could three of me in his shadow. Tremendous man.
And he plays well for the Packers after resting for 3 years in Chicago and doing nothing.
Oh, come now.
So bitter. But then you look at Harrison. Harrison's 38 years old to be playing like that. Part of me's like, yeah, he's got to be on something.
Harrison has no filter, though. Harrison is just one of those nutty guys who goes out there and does what he's going to do.
Now,
every year when he gets fined, then I don't care how much you're fining me. I'm not changing the way I'm playing. Harrison is just a different kind of guy. Harrison would have been a crazy football player 50 years ago, let alone in today's game.
Do you think anything comes out of the meeting, though?
No.
Well, first off, there's already precedent that the baseball players that were also on that list, they've been basically Major League Baseball said nothing's going to happen to them. There's no proof of anything, so let them play.
I don't see how anything changes. Right? He recounted his videotaped conversation.
Yeah, he says basically, I didn't know I was being filmed in that, and I was just spewing off stuff or whatever, that it never happened or whatever. Now, usually when something like that happens, you think that the one that when they don't know they're being taped could be true. But again, there is no proof. There was no evidence. They can't take tests from way back then. I don't think anything can happen. That's why I didn't understand why Harrison was so hell-bent about not even talking to him about it. Just go in there and say, hey.
No.
Nothing happened. We didn't do anything. You got no proof. I'm going on with the season. Leave me alone now.
Well, you know who's never done steroids? Drew Brees.
I'm sure he probably hasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to segue that way.
You don't know that. He might have been injured and he had to.
I mean, hey, Drew Brees coming back from the injury he did. They said he would never be able to play the same again. He is. And talking about the NFC South is a division that is basically run by quarterbacks.
Right.
I mean, Cam Newton, Matty Ice, Drew Brees. I mean, these guys are the best of the best. And I know you say every year, every day we talk about the Saints, you tell me that Drew Brees is done. Yeah. He is not done. He is far from done.
Don't forget Jameis Winston. Come on now.
Yeah, well, you got to give him a little bit more time.
No,
yeah.
You are right. But yeah. I mean.
But he's not with the elites. He's not with Cam. He's not up there with Matty Ice. And he's definitely not up there with Drew Brees. No. But when you look at the NFC South, this is a division that is constantly flip-flopping. I think you've, in the last 7 years, a different division leader every year.
Yeah.
It happens constantly. It's either the Panthers, it's either the Saints, it's either the Falcons. It used to be the Bucks all the time, too. So this is a division that's very competitive. As a Saints fan, I get very scared playing only one of these teams.
Falcons.
No.
No.
Not at all. I could give a crap when the Saints play the Falcons. I have no fear. It's the Panthers.
Well, it's got to be the Panthers. They're the hottest team in the division now. And they're very physical.
Very physical. And that offense is so run-orientated at any time. When you have a guy like Cam who can just bust out and go whichever way he wants with no hesitation, no stutter step, the guy's insane, but that ball is moving. Every player is in different directions. There's so many schemes. It's so hard to follow. And with the Saints, I would like to say ever-improving defense, but we know that that's not true. I mean, Ryan's gone, so maybe there's hope, but I mean...
Maybe they need to bring back the bounty.
I would love it.
I would love it.
I would too.
Hey,
the Bears 85 defense was good because there was stuff going on in the locker room.
I don't think Sean Payton would approve of that.
No, listen. Listen. Every team has it. Let's not be naive. Every player in any locker room on defense gets a little extra bonus, is going to get a little something ever for taking the quarterback out. Just because the Saints got public with it. Hey, Bounty Gate happens everywhere. It happens on every team. You know it does.
I believe it came out very well for them several years ago against a number 4 in a Viking jersey when they were beating the hell out of him in a game.
But he came back in. That was the worst. He kept coming back in.
But then he threw the interception because they finally beat him down.
You know he's always going to do that.
Well, yeah. But
that's why he's your favorite quarterback.
Yeah, and number 1 in interceptions, baby.
Who are we talking about?
Number 4.
Brett Favre, the guy with the Vikings.
The guy that can't spell his own name.
That's why you just wanted him to say the name.
I wanted to sneak in and see if he would come out with it, but no.
No.
So, speaking of the Panthers, do you think the Panthers are able to hold on to the NFC South?
They are not going 15-1.
Stop. I don't think they'll go 15-1.
Well, they're not going 15-1, but I do think that at this point in time right now that they are the cream of the crop in that division. I think it's theirs to lose.
Josh Norman gone?
I think their defense is still incredible. They have a good mindset. And here's one thing that the Panthers have going for them, and you can't overestimate this, and I know you guys know this, and Phil, you certainly know it from everybody that you've talked to in that. Winning and losing become something that's ingrained in you. If you are a loser and you accept losing, you generally remain a loser until somebody comes in there and tells you we won't accept that anymore. The Panthers now know how to win. and they expect to win. And when you have that mindset going out in the field that let's not go out there and give it 100%, let's go out there and kick some behind because we are the best thing out there. When you go into it thinking like that, that you expect to win, that's usually the teams that win. And right now the Panthers have that mindset.
And that was funny because that's what Drew Brees had brought to New Orleans was that winning mentality, that winning attitude, and you saw the turnaround. Obviously, after Bounty Gate, things went downhill. Peyton was suspended for a year. There's a lot of turmoil.
Well, everything got ripped apart for a year, and everything was torn apart at the shreds, and they almost had to start from ground zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. And, you know, another team that actually was pretty impressive at the beginning of last year and fell apart.
Injuries.
Yeah, but under Dan Quinn, I mean, they looked impressive. The Atlanta Falcons looked very impressive to start off.
But don't
last
they do
year.
That a lot?
They do do it
they
very
do.
Often.
They do it a lot. And every time when we think Matt Ryan, Matty Ice is going to, this is going to be the year he comes through, then they go back down again. And the thing that kills me about this team year in and year out, they generally start their decline in games at home.
In fact, actually, I believe it was last year they were 6-0, and then the Saints walked into their home and beat them. And then it was completely downhill from there.
A few years ago, the Bears beat them down in Atlanta one game, and the Bears have not been good for quite a while. I mean, I'm being honest about that.
Yes.
This team seems to underachieve year in and year out. I don't think Gonzalez would have hung around as long as he did if he knew how much they were going to underachieve.
They do underachieve, yes.
Well, they did go to a Super Bowl, right? Didn't they, when he was there the first year or something?
I don't remember Atlanta being in. But does anyone really remember the losers?
No, they don't.
They didn't win, so we know that.
No.
I remember when the Bears lost, but that's about it.
Former Super Bowl winning team, the Tampa Bay Bucks, when they won under, who was their... That's coach
John Gruden.
Gruden, right. They won under Gruden. Actually, they won under Gruden after he left, came from Oakland. So like everyone was like, this guy is the greatest quarterback or coach ever. But speaking of quarterbacks, Jameis Winston, you think we see more improvement out of him? I mean, he was a guy who came into the league and it just looked like trouble was written all, it was stamped all over this guy. And he was, I don't want to say he was good, but he was slightly impressive.
He got better as the year went on. If Jameis Winston can continue to mature as a person off the field, I think he can go leaps and bounds on the field as well. He's got a ton of talent. Will he live up to it?
And, you know, he was a winner in college, so, I mean, and that did help.
He was a winner in football and baseball.
And it helped Cam Newton. So if he could go the same way, why not? But I'm not a fan, so I'm...
Oh, no, that's right. But if they move to L.A., he'll be buying your jersey. Anybody in Los Angeles,
you know what,
jump
Frank,
on a bandwagon.
Frank,
he's got a story for you because this boy, he was shirt shopping the other day.
We are going long in the segment again because Armando's got a story.
Armando, go ahead. Real quick, first shirt story.
Of course, their game on Saturday against the Cowboys. I'm going to watch, of course, right? So I'm watching.
See how much parking is, by the way, there? $80 to park.
Just to go to a football game.
For an exhibition game.
$80 to park.
No. ESPN, they were standing outside the sign outside the parking lot, and they said the closest lot was actually over 100. It was $80 just to get in there to the stadium.
And this was a half mile away. Maybe.
You know, $80 to park for an exhibition game.
That can't be true.
$80 to park for the exhibition game against the Cowboys.
What do you get with it?
There was 90,000 people there.
You
come
get
on.
A parking space.
You don't get, like, they don't have somebody walk around and give you massage while you're there all day. You don't get, like, girls half naked with big giant feathers fanning you down. You don't get any of that. You just get a parking spot.
You get your exercise walking the half mile to the stadium to watch the game.
So you get to park a half a mile away from the stadium, and you have to pay $80 for it?
$80.
Yes.
That don't fly. I'm sorry. That don't fly.
makes them UFC tickets sound reasonable, doesn't it?
Okay, I'm making the prediction now. Lowest stadium ticket sales this year, the Los Angeles Rams.
Anyways, real quick, I know we're up against it. I'm sitting here trying to get into this game. I know more people on the Cowboys roster than I do on the Rams roster.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do.
I'm like,
you haven't watched the Rams for the last 10 years because they've been in St. Louis.
I'm sitting here like, I'm looking like, okay, so what jersey am I going to buy? You know,
Well, that's simple. It's Gurley.
Well, that's what I told you.
I doubt it's Gurley or the first round pick Jared Goff, because I'm like,
I mean, I've always thought of you as a Gurley man anyhow, so it makes perfect sense.
I'm like, yeah, Frank. Yeah, sure.
Frank on that. Just cut it to commercial.
All right. It is the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. When we come back, I believe we're going to talk a little UFC 200. Stick around.